You've read his books, you've tried his recipes, and you've seen him all over television, especially the Food Network. Celebrity chef Tyler Florence is here. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Pat. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Nice to have a, sort of a transplant Bay Area guy here. So good to have you here.
And thank you very much. Yeah, I Paul, my wife and I, who's from Marin County, we moved here in 2006. So we're coming up on 12 years.
In beautiful Mill Valley, yes.
Yeah. That's right.
And so you felt the need to add filmmaker to your resume with Uncrushable, the film about the North Bay fires. It premiered in Santa Rosa. Tyler, at what point did you feel the need to get involved after the fires?
Well, you know, being a resident of the area and also specifically, I'm a winemaker. I've been making wine for 10 years now, and we have a lot of friends in wine country, all through Sonoma, all through Napa, Mendocino, Central Valley. And so the wine community is a part of not only the winemaking culture, but the food and beverage culture in San Francisco. Like we hold our wine community, our wine districts with incredible high regard because it's just such a specific, beautiful part of living in Northern California. And it's something we're all incredibly proud of. And it's something that it's just like this world-class story. Like every day I wake up and I live here, I can't believe I live so close to Napa and Sonoma, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that I have a restaurant in San Francisco. And so to me, I'm just so incredibly proud of that. And we have, we've developed some amazing relationships with winemakers and that kind of thing. So when the fires broke out, the night of October 8th, 2017, and then realizing the destruction, the damage, the widespread damage the fire was causing minute by minute, hour by hour, there was just this terror that was rolling through everybody. Everybody wanted to move in. Everybody wanted to jump in and help. Everybody was just asking, what can I do and what's going on? So about a week into the fires, and the fires burned for about a month before
yeah,
they
we
were
know.
Completely contained. when we finally, about 3 weeks into it, Visit California, which is the advertising arm of the state of California, and
yes.
They make all those like really beautiful wine country commercials that get broadcast
yeah.
all over the world. And I was the face of California tourism in 2016, and so we have this fun relationship, right? And so Carolyn Batetta, who's the CEO of Visit California, she called me and said, "Hey, listen, I want to do something. I want to show." The world that the wine country didn't burn down. I want to show the world that we're incredibly resilient, and it's still a place you want to go visit, because everyone was really terrified that not only yes there was a fire and people were losing homes, but then the backstory of all that is the loss of income.
Yep.
Individually owned stores and restaurants that could potentially be, just be abandoned by a tourism that is so desperately needed in wine country for economy. And so we started just thinking about, okay, we'll do this big, beautiful lunch. It'll be amazing. We'll do it a couple days before Thanksgiving, and we'll have this whole big story. And then we started to realize that was just a spoke in the wheel, that it wasn't really the focus on, hey, we're throwing this big fundraising event, but there's an
well, let me stop you for a second, if I can,
sure.
Tyler, because the Grateful Table is what you're talking about. And not only was it a beautiful thing to be able to bring all of those people together and do, including many fire survivors, many first responders, it was also aesthetically one of the most beautiful visuals I may have ever seen in the wine country. So
thank you so much.
Yeah. So in that, you were doing your part by creating that visual for the rest of the world to see.
We wanted to. It was important. It was really important because, the only images that were coming out of wine country were the fact that it was burning down and appropriately so, but also slightly misunderstood. That all of wine country was just completely destroyed, and it wasn't the case at all.
Yes,
and so we wanted to create some positive images and positive stories. But then once we got into that part of the storytelling, we realized that that was just a piece of the puzzle. There is actually a much, much big, deeper story out there about the fires, about the recovery, about the individuals, about the people who live there, the firefighters, first responders, homeowners, chefs, restaurant owners, winemakers, like people, like, had this horrific shared experience. Like, everybody went through this together at the same time, and everybody had the same story to tell from a slightly different POV, and we just went with that. And every day we were filming, we didn't really know what we were going to be filming the next day, because every day we got new leads from somebody, and we would get emails, and people say, hey, well, you got to go talk to this person.
Sure.
He saved 15 people in Santa Rosa the night of the fire. You have to go talk to him. And we were getting all this amazing firsthand footage from cell phones that people were sending us through a Dropbox account. And what was in front of us were the pieces of the puzzle of the story that wasn't told and nobody was telling. And that was really about the fire, the 2017 Wine Country fires from start to finish. And even from an historical standpoint, I think this film is very important, because the 1966 fire was the last time that Northern California had a fire of that magnitude. And it's so far off in the distance, and that part of Sonoma at the time was so rural anyway that it didn't really cause the obviously same destruction or same loss of life. That I think we live in a new world now. And to me, like, I want to create fire awareness for people in the state of California.
Well, I can tell you that you know, our radio station was one of the few modes of communication that was still operating during that time. And the response, because people were able to stream it all over the country and all over the world, we got a pretty good indication of the investment of people around the world to the Wine Country. It was enormous.
People love Sonoma. People love Napa. People cherish the fact that we have such an illustrious American wine story, and it's important to everybody. It's important to everybody around the world, and that's what we're realizing right now, which is amazing. So we screened the movie at the New York City Food and Wine Festival a week and a half ago, and it sold out. And Ari Weisswasser from Glen Ellen Star, he and I did a dinner together, and he did two courses and I did two courses, and then we screened the movie. And people were just sobbing that they had no idea.
Yeah.
But then also they're like, I've never fallen in love with Northern California more, because I feel like I want to go. I want to help. What can I do? So I think creating awareness around this issue is important, not only from a micro focus storytelling standpoint in the state of California, just Northern California, but also, you know, Central Valley, Southern California. 2017 was a nasty year. You know, there was the Ventura fires, there was the mudslide,
yeah,
and then there was a couple of years before that, there was a fire in San Diego. Like this is the new normal now, and I think we should have a deeper conversation on fire preparedness that I don't think anybody's really prepared for, right? So I could have created four movies out of all the interviews that I had, and so we ended up cutting it down to 72 minutes, and I think it's an important 72 minutes. I think it's my life's work. I think it's the best thing I've ever made.
Isn't that interesting? And you know, Uncrushable is the name of the movie that Tyler Florence is talking about. I've seen it. It is a beautiful thing, and it does capture very many aspects of the fires and the initial recovery. At this point, Tyler, how can people who haven't seen it see Uncrushable?
So we've got the next big screening is coming up at the Napa Film Festival, Thursday morning, November 8th. And then Friday night, we're doing a big, huge fundraiser at Robert Mondavi Winery. And then on Sunday, there's also an encore screening at Charles Krug. Sunday afternoon.
Great.
So if you go to the Napa Film Festival, if you just Google search Napa Film Festival, you'll find the website. I'm blanking on it off the top of my head.
That's okay. We'll get it.
perfect. It's really easy to find. And so there's three big screenings that are coming up. There's still tickets available for all of it. And we'd love to just share the story over and over again. We're also doing a screening at Ramsgate coming up on, I think, the 14th of November. And then we've been selected to the Palm Springs Film Festival. And then we're rolling out screenings across the country. And everybody just they walk out with the same emotion. They didn't know the level of destruction. They didn't know how powerful these fires were. And yeah. They didn't know how much they loved California.
Well, I'll just throw this in because KSRO was involved in this. There is a documentary that focuses on just the first 12 hours of the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa that we were a part of, and it's called Urban Inferno, that has been making the rounds too. And it is a different perspective, and it's the film was made by a local guy too. But I think The more this story is told, the better. And I just want to say thank you in terms of your generosity. We know all about your generosity here in the North Bay, Tyler, but it certainly peaked during the course of the fires and shortly after. I can tell because I know how easy it is to be changed by this story. So I'm happy that you got that experience out of making Uncrushable and that it's an experience that many more people now can have.
Thank you so much for your time. I love you, Pat. Thank you for coming out and seeing the film. And this is our home. Our roots are deep in Northern California now. This is my artistic community. This is where this is where my own cooking has evolved and changed in a way that has changed me personally. And this is home. And to me, when that happened to our neighbors up in Sonoma, it happened to all of us. And the fact that we were lucky enough just to be in the right place in the right time, just to be able to tell the story, I think that even from an historical standpoint, like we have to watch this, because I'd rather, as painful as it is, I'd rather watch it again on television than ever go through it. And if we can just create, if we can create one person that packs a bug out bag and puts it in their car because of this movie, or if we can talk one person into taking a second look at their homeowner's policy and make sure they have catastrophic natural disaster coverage for on their insurance, and they don't have to go through these things again, I think we did something very positive here.
Well, let me ask you a favor if I can, Tyler. Because as you know, the recovery is not a thing. It's a process. And I hope you'll think of us a year from now as we continue our process of recovery and some difficult days ahead for our collective community. So that would be great.
Without a doubt. Absolutely. So we're partnering with Habitat for Humanity, and we're raising money specifically for Northern California.
Fantastic.
Because we want to help get homes rebuilt and get people's lives back together.
That is fantastic.
This is not a one-and-done thing. We're here for the long haul.
There's a name for the kind of guy you are. I believe it's called a Renaissance man. So thank you for sharing those parts of yourself with us, Tyler. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. That is Tyler Florence, celebrity chef, filmmaker now with the documentary Uncrushable. And we'll keep you posted on where that film is playing and where you can see it.